It's Brian and Tricia. We are Quixie 98.3. I want you to know, I thought long and hard about pulling a little stunt on you while you were gone.
What kind of stunt?
And
now that you're saying this.
And I'm going to publicly, again, state that I'm not the best friend. I am your friend, and I think that we lean on each other a lot. But sometimes I'm not a good friend. And you can thank my wife for stopping me.
Okay.
I full tilt told her my idea, and she shut it down. She said, that's not funny.
I don't even know what it is, but thank
you,
Donna.
I'm going to tell you. I was going to go to a farm supply place, and I was going to buy several baby chickens.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was going to take with me a dozen eggs, and I was going to release several baby chickens in your enclosure with your hens and leave about a dozen eggs in there as well, as if to say, while you were gone, miracle of miracles, not only did they start laying eggs, they hatched some eggs, which would confuse you.
Oh, yes.
Because you don't have a rooster.
Look, I've been confused this whole time I've had these chickens. Okay?
Or, uh-oh, one of these is a rooster.
Yeah.
And Donna said, at the funniest part of this, ha, 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 you played a joke. She said, but you're wasting food. She said, something could happen to those chickens.
Right, because you're putting them with full-size chicks. Putting the chicks with full-size chickens.
She said, you don't know what the weather's going to do. They could just die. Or, best case scenario, they live, and now you've got Tricia forced to raise more chickens that she didn't ask for. She said, this is stupid. What are you doing? So you can thank my wife for me.
Well, I would like to report that my brother-in-law in Florida, he was asking about the chickens, and we told him, no eggs yet. We've had these chickens since April and still no eggs. So really, I think the joke is on us. And he said, well, maybe when you get home, you'll have like dozens of eggs by the time you get home. Got home yesterday, still no eggs. The joke is literally on us. What are these infertile chickens that we got?
I mean,
they were supposed to have laid eggs, I think, in September, but it's now November.
Well, just know that the only reason you don't have chicks and eggs at your house right now is because my wife is a better person than I am.
Yes, yes. I agree. It's Brian and Tricia, and we are talking about the chickens. Brian wanted to play a joke on me while I was in Florida for a few days and get me some chicks to make me think that the chickens had laid eggs and actually already hatched, which the whole process takes a lot longer than that. But anyway, chickens still not producing eggs, and I think the joke is on me, actually.
Well, you know, no matter what, it doesn't really matter at the end of the day. You're learning things.
I'm enjoying the chickens.
Yeah, you're enjoying it. It doesn't matter if they lay eggs or not.
But that's the whole point.
Well,
the whole
sure.
point of getting the chickens is so we could eventually have eggs. So we're still waiting.
Well, let's go to the phones. Hey, Brian and Tricia, good morning.
Good morning. Heard y'all talking about the chickens and not laying no eggs.
Yes.
What's going on?
Tricia, go to Tractor Supply, buy you a bag of game bird seed. It's got 30% protein in it.
What is it?
Game bird seed?
Game bird seed. It should have pictures of like maybe turkeys and pheasants, quail, stuff like that. You know, different,
yeah.
Like game birds. Because I raise pheasant, quail, turkeys, and I've got chickens. Well, my chickens didn't want to lay very good. Now, you can do this, or go get you a bag of high-protein cat food. They'll love it, too.
High-protein cat food?
Yeah,
okay.
Little chunk cat food, but get them something that's got higher protein than what your layer crumble does.
Okay.
And I've got a concrete mixer. I mix corn for deer. I mix my chicken feed when I buy, you know, the game bird and different stuff.
Uh-huh.
And anyway, get you the Do More layer crumble.
Okay.
And get you that one bag of game bird. And you might even want to get you some oyster shell.
I do have that.
Now, what's your name, sir?
I'm the guy that told you to eat you some chili dogs in your chili.
Oh, okay, okay.
Okay, well, what is your name, though?
Mark Carden.
Hey, Brian and Tricia.
Hey, Brian, I want to be your advocate. I thought the chick and egg thing was a great idea, and I'm so sorry your wife squished that for you.
Well, she's right. It likely would have ended in a couple of dead chicks.
No,
Some wasted eggs.
I'm going to say that the eggs would have encouraged her hens to start laying. I'm going to say those chicks would have been beautiful, would have done wonderful, and they would have started laying eggs sooner than the others. I mean, then she'd have had a bunch of eggs that you could get country eggs, so they're good. She'd pulled them out, and she'd been so happy. Oh, my God, I got eggs.
I know. The moment these hens start laying eggs, I'm going to have a huge party because I've been waiting so long. It's going to be a huge celebration.
I sure wish you would have been able to do that, because I'll tell you what, I really think that would have been a positive outcome.
Don't feed into his shenanigans.
I just thought it was great. No, that was awesome. Well, you guys have a great day, and I hope, if you try to put one of those, it's called a laying egg. It's
yes.
Okay.
We've all done right. It. It did not work.
Well, good luck, and you guys have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
All right, bye-bye.